Hey, welcome to the Third City Podcast. This is Brandon Rubin, parent, educator, and aspiring everythingologist. You've reached the 17th episode of the Third City Podcast. This is your introduction. Today, I felt like another piece of information about the meta side of where Third City came from, where the spirit spies come from. I don't know if I've spoken about this before, but just something maybe I thought I would share. I believe these spirit spies represent kind of the bad guys, the dark side, etc. But the SS, where does the SS come from? I think the SS comes from, somehow it comes from the fact that 22 backwards is SS. And I think that my good friend Ryan Sills growing up, this is where it comes from. His favorite number is 22. Is like a big lucky number for him. And I remember we were in high school. I probably was in like biology class and like that. One of us, me or him, like had a dream. We had a dream like we had met like the devil. We knew like the evil. We like met the evil force in our dream. One of us, and we like totally knew it, what it was, like who it was, like some information, and like we totally forgot, like it stole our memory away. And I think somehow that connected to the 22, since 22 backwards is SS. And then in the development of the Spirit Spies or in the development of Third City, for some reason I started using that. Well, also I think the name Spirit Spies also, because the whole idea of the Spirit Spies is that, I don't know if I saw this when I started creating these ideas a long time ago, but we're seeing it today, how corporations with their algorithms are just kind of like seeping into our eyes and looking into our minds and quantifying everything and who we are and trying to sell us things and use us as information. So us using the technology is using us. And they're kind of spying on our spirits and kind of manipulating us. And then the SS has started to flow. So you have SS is a slippery slope. You have the whole idea of the sly serpent, the sneaky snake, that the snake itself is like a metaphor for evil. Now we have smartphone solitude. We have suburban strip malls and Super Bowl Sunday, swimsuit, sex cells, smokestacks, etc. You start to look through, there's like a lot of, like so many different SS's that have negative, kind of, you could have a negative connotation. So smokestacks is like pollution and us destroying the environment. The slippery slope is like, you know, if you don't keep firm rules and order, then you have a downward spiral into evil. They have the concept of Super Bowl Sunday, that we have like a materialistic society. We're focused on things like sports, which are kind of fun, but they're not, you know, as in the context of what's really important in the world, not so important. Suburban strip malls, or we're building out stores and destroying the environment again. Sex sells and swimsuits, where we're taking the female body and using it to sell things, etc., etc. And then also part of the idea of the spirit spies too is kind of keep us always working, going, never resting. So never or resting, when you think about resting, is like the idea of a Z. Like Z's, you get your Z's, and the Nazis is like the SS also, like the Nazis. And they don't want us to rest, so that's like, since that's also another concept of where the spirit spies are all connected and together. Hopefully that made some sense. We're going to continue this week, where Jimmy Beat's going to go with Ghost Eyes and try to attain his second tool or school supplies that he needs to get himself to the School of Wishes. And who knows what else will come. Okay, I'll see you on the flip side. This is Baruch Meir Ben Yonah Halevi with Synchronicity, also known as Hashgacha Pratit or Hashgacha Pratis. Thank you for joining me. Now again, this week, I had no particular intense synchronous event to share with you, but in preparing for this today, and listening to the introduction about the spirit spies, I realized I left something out, which I think is synchronous and should be part of this section of the podcast. So as I spoke about in the introduction, the spirit spies, and as other places too, the spirit spies come from various places in my life, and they represent, obviously, on some level, the force of evil. Now, part of the journey of creating Third City is what led me to back to my roots, back to my Jewish roots, and into a change in my observant lifestyle that I'm currently living, called a Baal Tshuva, someone who went from being a non-observant Jew into an observant Jew. And part of what Third City allowed me to do is to make that transition, because as I was creating it and I was starting to learn about the Torah and the Jewish oral tradition, I started to make connections to things I had seen in Third City that were in the Torah itself, the great big book of everythingology. So the spirit spies are a great example, because in Torah we have an idea of the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. And I remember the first time that I came across the idea of the evil inclination, there's a Gemara, there's in the Talmud in Maseches Brachos, in the blessings, there's a section that says that the Yetzer Hara is called the Seor Shebeisa, which you can hear the SS in there. Seor Shebeisa is like the fermentation of the dough. It makes it puffy. It makes it kind of, it takes the dough that would be just like flat bread and makes it puffy, and it kind of puts air into it. And that's kind of the metaphor. That's why on Passover that we don't eat leavened bread. And it's a huge metaphor in the Torah for things that appear real but are not real, which is what evil is really in darkness. So it's something that appears real. It's only there as an obstacle for us to overcome. That's why it's called the Satan. It's called the Satan, which just means an obstacle. And so the synchronicity in this case is the fact that through my own creation of Third City, I believe that I came across true ideas in my tradition through means beyond my control. Thank you for joining me today. This is Baruch Meir Ben Yonah Halevi with Synchronicity. Do you ever feel disappointed, brokenhearted, maybe in pain, maybe in the rain, maybe betrayed by yourself or by another? Hi, this is Propaganda Panda, also known as the Bipolar Pair. This week, the podcast is sponsored by Dr. Free and Dr. Free Merchandise. This week, our product we're selling, we're actually giving away for 100% free, is the Second Heart. The Second Heart is a necklace you wear around your neck. And it reminds you that every time your heart is broken, you've made the wrong choice, you've seen things as evil, bad, you can enjoy the pain, you can be dry in the rain, you can be light in the dark, and you can fix what is broken with words that are spoken. P-A-I, enjoy the 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 pain is the mantra. All you gotta do is go to www.drfree.com. Put in coupon code SECONDHEART and you'll be fixed for now and even for later. This is Propaganda Panda, also known as the Bipolar Bear. Have a great week. This is Double Helix Felix the Dog reporting live from my Just Ice Cream truck. Deep in the bowels of garbage in Third City. It's a rainy, gray day. Welcome to Word Work. We're going to do an origin story today. The words that created myself, Double Helix of Felix the Dog. We don't call this word play. We call this word work. Like William Wordsworth, we know that words are worth more than just the different dictionary definitions. Each word is a spell, a magic incantation, and we are the magicians recognizing the relations between their letters and their orders, syllables, abbreviations. Upside down, inside out, backwards, forwards, interpretations like the following. Now, the birth of me from Dr. Free came from the words, the following words. Now, see in your mind's eye, in your third eye, in your head, the words God and devil. Can you see that? Now, I want you to flip it. I want you to read it backwards. It reads, lived DNA dog. And that's me, Double Helix, Felix the Dog, the king of the inside gang, the nucleus, not the south side, not the north side, not the east side, not the west side, but the inside. Double Helix, Felix the Dog, with my band, Felix, and the frozen crickets, like Watson and Crick. It's a little bit of a trick. I hope that it sticks. That's me. Double Helix, Felix the Dog. Thank you so much for joining me on Word Work today. Have a wonderful week. The anonymous hippopotamus. You can't see me even if you were 3 inches from my nose. I am so invisible. You can't see me unless you have the special tools or the good Dr. Free. Jimmy Beat walked along the path right behind Ghost Eyes.
Is that what we are all up to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were walking through the woods. They could hear the birds tweeting and the wind blowing through the leaves. The path was the dirt path on the side. There were trees thick in the forest. They could hear the rushing river.
What's the rushing river?
That's the river next to where Ghost Eyes lives. She lives in a cave outside of Third City. Jimmy Beat had his infinity goggles in his backpack.
Jimmy Beat being goggles, what's that?
Those are his first tool that he got when he met Ghost Eyes. Yeah, he got them for, actually Felix the Dog gave it to him. And then Ghost Eyes taught him to use it. That's how he got to leave Third City. He's collecting his tools like a scavenger hunt on his way to the School of Wishes because he needs his school supplies.
Yeah, he has to pay his gills.
He's got to pay his gills, right? And you have to need your gills. How can you get to the school?
If you need one of those bubbles, you to breathe underwater is one way. Mm-hmm. To put one of those bubbles on your head when you want to stay underwater for a really long time.
Right. It's called scuba. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. That's kind of like paying your gills. You got it. So he was following Ghost Eyes. They were walking through the forest. And all of a sudden, Jimmy B, he tripped. And he fell.
What was under him?
What was under him?
Yeah.
It was just some roots from the trees and sticks and rocks. And he skinned his knee. And he started to bleed. And Ghost Eyes turned around and said, Jimmy Beat, are you okay? He said, yeah, I think I'm okay. I think I'm okay. Let me stand up. And he stood up. He said, I'm feeling a little dizzy. She said, why don't you come back? Come with me. So they walked over a few more steps, and that's where the bridge was. It was a very thin bridge across the river.
Is it shaky bridge?
It's a little bit shaky. He was worried about walking across the bridge. Now he felt a little bit dizzy from falling down. But Ghost Eyes said, if you hold my hand, we'll walk carefully one step at a time. And we'll make it. So they took a step and another step. And as they looked down below them, they could see the rushing water. They could even see some fish, some salmon swimming in the stream.
Salmon is a type of fish. That's where you get salmon to eat.
Right, it's a type of fish, right? And they crossed the bridge and jumped off safely, and Jimmy Beat sighed a sigh of relief. And when he landed on the other side, what he saw was that the Ghost Eyes had built a little kitchen out of the rocks. She had a little fire, a little counter. That's where she made her food. So she told Jimmy Beat to sit down and she would make him some tea. It was the same opportunity that they had at the house of the Anonymous Hippopotamus. When he tasted, he said, is this the opportunity? And he said, yes. So she said, it's time now, I think, for you to get your second tool.
What does that mean? Oh,
your second tool is a second heart. It's a necklace. And out from her pouch, she carried around with her all the time. She pulled out a necklace. It was a long chain with a blue heart. She handed it to him. She said, go ahead, put it on. He put it around his neck. She said, "This is your second heart." He said, "My second heart? What do I need a second heart for?" She said, "Sometimes your infinity goggle's not going to work. You're having to see everything good. And your heart's going to feel broken. You're going to see things, they seem like they're bad. But you always have your second heart. And your second heart will remind you that even though the bad things are bad, they might seem bad, they can really be good." She said, "Well, how do I get it to work?" She said, "You have to know the secret words. You got to say what they say. You got to mean what they say. You got to know what they say. You got to say them." He said, "What's the secret words?" And she said, "PA, I enjoy the PA, 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 I enjoy the." She said, "Repeat after me. PA, I enjoy the 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 PA, I enjoy the." And Jimmy Beat stopped. And he looked down at his knee, the one that was bleeding. And he felt the scab on his face when we run into the spirits by wall. He said, "I think it worked." She said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Somehow I feel like I don't feel so bad anymore. Even though my knee hurts and I got a scratch in my face, I don't feel bad about it at all." And she said, "That's good. Because this is a very important tool. You have to use it day in and day out. Especially because sometimes your infinity goggles aren't going to work. And you're not going to see things as very good. You're not going to see the infinite spark inside of each person, inside of place, inside of each thing. So you're going to need your second heart to remind you that even the bad things can sometimes be good." He said, "That's great. Thank you so much." This is Mayor Ark coming to you live from the Gates of Tears, the downtown, Third City, the Basement Stiebel, deep in the gray field, the gathering place for the Jewish people, open 24 hours, Shari Dima. We're here to talk about the tools of Dr. Free, and this week we're going to discuss the second heart. Now, the first tool of Dr. Free, the medicine of goggles, the medicine, the synagogue, and the goggles allows everyone to see with their good eye the best in others, themselves, and opportunities in the world for making it a better place. However, the reason you need a second heart is, as human beings, far from perfect, we're destined to fail. Our infinity goggles are destined to break, and we're destined to, moment by moment, day by day, make mistakes, see things negatively, not look for opportunities to help others, but being focused on our own self and our own ego. And what happens as you fail over and over again? You're going to get depressed, you're going to get down. That's why you need a second heart, because your first heart's going to break from the fact that you can't use your infinity goggles and make them work moment after moment. So the second heart, like the second set of tablets of the law, are there to help you enjoy the pain. Recognize that failure is part of life. Accept that you're going to make mistakes. Not get down upon yourself, because you always have in your back pocket or around your neck a second heart. Now imagine the word pain, P-A-I-N. And the mantra goes, P-A-I-N. Now the I-N in pain can also be the I-N joy in enjoy the pain. And there you get a circular mantra, P-A-I, enjoy the 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 pain. So not that you should be a masochist and actually enjoy the pain, but you should recognize that little bits of pain from the fact that you're not perfect should be something that you should revel in, because every time you make a mistake, it's a chance for learning and growing, having less and less mistakes. And being Dr. Free means getting closer and closer. Like if you were to take a half and cut it in half and then half and half and half, you would never arrive. Like I think it's Zeno's paradox. You're never going to arrive at 100% lack of hypocrisy, but you're going to get closer and closer. Dr. Free is the mirror. When you look yourself in the face, you can look yourself with a strong eye and recognize you're growing and learning and becoming better day by day. And that's the second heart. So P-A-I, enjoy the pain. Revel in your broken heart and recognize you have a second one. It's always going to back you up. This is Mayor Arc. Have a wonderful week. This is Mr. Smith, also known as Brandon Smith. I'm here in Third City substituting at Third City High School, and the students are either ignoring me because of the spirit spies and their smartphone solitude, or they're mad at me because I'm not doing what they asked me to do, and I'm struggling, and I need help. But day by day, I try to take my tools, my infinity goggles, and look at each one and say, infinite, infinite, each one of you is an infinite spark, and I can help pull out the spirit spies from you. And P-A-I, enjoy the pain, because I fail over and over again at seeing that infinite spark. Praise the Lord. It is the eternal day of thanksgiving each and every day, where I can leave school and I can return refreshed and renewed. So if you're out there, you should pray for me that I should be able to use my infinity goggles, use my second heart, and you should do the same. I'm out here in the trenches, in the depths of Third City. It's pretty gray, but I know that Dr. Free is with me. And I know you're with me also. This is Brandon the Bluesmith, signing out. Hey, you've reached the flip side. Thank you very much for joining me this week on the Third City Podcast. Hopefully you can internalize, understand, and use your second heart in order to not be so critical of yourself and others. You should enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend, and you should be blessed to be happy, to be safe, and to know that you're special.